Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Welcome to one and all. You are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom. Dearest viewers, let's commence and start by reciting Durood-e Paak upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummiyyi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya nabiyyallah wa sallam alayka ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful narration, on a Friday, the one who recites Durood and Salawat upon me, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, today our discussion is going to be revolving around this Ummah, Subhanallah. Specifically, dear viewers, we are discussing the specialities of this Ummah and this Ummah being the largest Ummah from amongst all the nations. Allahu Akbar. Jiha. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Ummah is the largest, dear viewers of Madini channel. And specifically, we're also going to be discussing four preeminent positions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Since we have commenced already and in between our program, inshallah, we will take in a kalam. We even have some Madini pearls to share with our viewers of Madini channel. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's discuss and let's mention that with regards to the number of followers, yani ummatis, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has, this number is more than the followers of all the blessed prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. In one narration, dear viewers of Madini channel, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had stated, Ana aktharul anbiya'i taba'an yawm al-qiyamati. On the Day of Judgment, my ummah will be greater in numbers than the ummahs of the blessed prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam. This hadith is in Muslim Sharif, dear viewers, which shows us and tells us that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who is the Nabi who gives us the knowledge of the unseen, it is learned that having greater number, dear viewers, of followers is a sound reason of being the most beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam of great eminence. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had stated that, dear viewers. And furthermore, the Day of Judgment has been mentioned because there will be a clear manifestation of the Ummah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which will be in great abundance on the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. This is what the scholars and the ulamas have stated. This is the status and the position of this nation, of this Ummah. And we have many reasons why we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jalla has created us from amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran has praised this ummah as well in the Holy Quran Pak. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhawna 'anil munkar. Allahu Akbar. So this is the greatest nation. This is the summary of the ayah. Subhanallah. The conclusion of this verse that you are the greatest of nations that ever emerged from the earth because you command that what's good and you forbid that what's evil. Subhanallah. This ummah has been praised, dear viewers of Madini channel. In Tirmizi Sharif, it is stated that there will be 120 rows of the dwellers of paradise, of which 80 rows will be from this ummah, whereas 40 rows will be from all the other ummahs of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Yani we cannot even imagine that what will be the length of these blessed rose on the day of Qiyamah. Yani all those who are destined to Jannah, of them there will be 120 blessed rose. These 120 blessed rows will encompass all the mu'mineen, the believers, from the time of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the day of judgment. Yani the mu'mins that will be coming until the day of Qiyamah. All the Muslims that are destined to paradise will be there. Of 120 blessed rows, Allahu Akbar, 80 will be from the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Can you imagine, dear viewers, have you ever imagined the length of each row? Because 120 is not much. And 40 shall be from the rows, from the ummahs of the previous Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, no prophet amongst the prophets alayhi salam has been testified, yani, by such a large number of people, as the beloved Rasul says, as I have been testified. Allahu Akbar. And verily, they were prophets amongst the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam who were testified by only one man from their people. Subhanallah, that means the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam is greater in number than other ummahs. Have you not read Hadrat Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam preach for how many years? 950 years, but only 80 people testified him, believed in him, and 8 were from the blessed family of Hazrat Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas 72 were other individuals. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam preached for 23 years. Only 23 years, dear viewers. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam preached for 950 years, whereas the beloved Rasul preached for only 23 years. And now observe the result to date. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, being from among the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having connection and nisbat with Allah Azza wa Jalla's final messenger is of great eminence. Yani, 12 blessed prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, including Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ilyas alayhi salam, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had desired to become the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani channel, these are the blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam whose names have been mentioned, that they had desired to become the follower of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yet Allah azza wa jalla had made them prophets themselves. But what great eminence and blessings it is to be part of this ummah. How fortunate are you and I? Kya humne ye manga? Kya humne ye duaen ki? Ki we should be from amongst the ummah of the final messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Allah's rahmah. It is the karam of Allah azza wa jalla upon us, that He azza wa jalla has made us the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. The praises of this ummah has been mentioned to even the previous nations, dear viewers of Madani channel, in previous scriptures. In the holy scriptures that were revealed, the praises of this ummah have been notified and have been told to them, dear viewers. Subhanallah. How fortunate are we that Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us in the ummah of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And trust me, thanking Him once is not sufficient. We should spend our life, our zindagi, doing virtuous deeds, keeping ourselves away from sins and calling other Muslims towards righteousness, because this is the speciality of this ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Kareem may shower mercies and blessings upon us, because everything in this era and everything from the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes blessings from him, dear viewers of Madani channel. Whatever the beloved Rasul casts his merciful gaze towards, whatever he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attaches becomes blessed. He is blessed and his ummah is blessed because of him, subhanallah. To the extent that even animals that were touched by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would gain strength and will become speedier than before in terms of pace and moving transportation. Whenever or whatever animal the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ride would become speedy and walk ahead of all the other animals, despite the fact that it would be lazy before the riding itself. You know, there's a very beautiful parable, dear viewers of Madani channel. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas who is a great Sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that once the people of Madinatul Munawwara became frightened to have heard the news of the arrival of the invaders that came to that invaded Madinatul Munawwara. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rode a slow and bulky horse owned by a Sahabi by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to protect the inhabitants of Madinatul Munawwara from these invaders, he went all alone. Allahu Akbar. He took the slowest and bulky horse that belonged to this companion, Abu Talha radiyallahu an, and that to the beloved Nabi goes alone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon his return, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "We have found your horse fast like a river. Oh Abu Talha, after that horse, the horse could not be surpassed in running by any other horse." This hadith is in Bukhari Sharif, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the horse of Abu Talha to say that isse pehle this horse was so slow. When you would ride this horse, it would be very slow. But now, after I have rode this horse, it is faster than the river as well. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us, dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. So many distinctions of being his ummah, of following him, subhanallah, of being connected to the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From amongst these distinctions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Allah azza wa jalla has commanded the one to give sadaqah and charity before requesting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anything. Hi. This was never the case of any other prophet before Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nothing has been reported like this regarding any other amongst the blessed prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. This is from amongst his khasais, his specialities, dear viewers of Madini channel. Now the reason for this to occur, the reason for this to happen was when the rich people started to prolong their request in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The rich people would do this. The poor people would hardly get time to make any request in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So the rich were commanded to give sadaqah before making any farmaish and request in the court of Mustafa, Jani Rahma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at what Allah azza wa jalla has stated in Surah Al-Mujadala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu idha najaytumur rasul faqaddimu bayna yaday najwakum sadaqa dhalika khayrun lakum wa atharu fa illam tajidu fa innallaha ghafurur rahim.
O believers, when you wish to consult secretly with the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so before you request, give some charity. This is better and much purer for you. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرُ. Allahu Akbar. Then, if you do not have the means, yani if you do not have the means to give charity, so Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Allahu Akbar. Remember, dear viewers, now, once you have heard the translation of this verse, this restriction was imposed only on having a secret, private talk and making request in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there was no restrictions on attending the Blessed Assembly, listening to the motivational and inspirational and electrifying sermon of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or making requests publicly in the blessed gathering of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This can be found in the tafsir of the Holy Quran Pak. But dear viewers of Madini channel, the wisdom behind giving charity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wisdom behind this commandment was to manifest the greatness of this privilege of secretly talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to have a private talk with him, aside from listening to his Mubarak bayan, aside from listening to his Mubarak speech, if you desire to have a private talk with him, give some charity before you have his company. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So it is to manifest the greatness of this privilege, eminence and glory of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the heart of the one having a private talk with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because when something is obtained by someone after a great deal of efforts, as we all know, then what happens? The achievement is highly regarded, dear viewers. Otherwise, no importance is given to anything. When something is for free, there's no importance. as things easily obtained are simply regarded as ordinary. We all know this, dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This command was then given for the rich people. And even in today's time as well, we should see for each another. We should make place and give room for each another. If there is a poor person who does not have the means to reach where you have reached because of the power of money or status, give a chance to the person who does not have that ability as you, in the company of any pious person. Being in the first row of the masjid, learn to give your position and your place to others. Subhanallah. This is from amongst the teachings of Islam, and this is good akhlaq, good character. However, dear viewers, this ayat of the Quran Pak had been the commandment itself, the hukum, the Quran Pak ayat is still recited. Aaj tak hum isse padhte hain, lekin this commandment and this order of Allah Azza wa Jalla was abrogated. So when it became difficult for the Muslims to act upon this commandment, the commandment was abrogated, it was lifted away, and it is stated in the glorious Quran Pak, Subhanallah, and I'm going to recite the translation for you, dear viewers of Madani channel. Were you afraid of this, that you give some charity before your request to the messenger? Were you afraid of this? The Quran says, أَأَشْفَقْتُمْ أَن تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. Were you afraid of this, that you give some charity before you request? Yani to whom? To the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So were you afraid of this, that you give some charity before your request? Then when you did not do this, yani the act of giving charity, and Allah Azza wa Jalla directed His mercy towards you. Even though you could not give this money, you could not give this charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla before you present your request, Allah Azza wa Jalla has directed His mercy towards you. So keep salah established and give zakat and remain obedient to whom? To Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Allah is aware of your deeds. This is a translation from Kanzul Iman, Subhanallah, Surah Al-Mujadila, dear viewers of Madani channel. So before abrogation of this commandment, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the fourth Khalifa in Islam, the blessed son-in-law of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the blessed father of Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, had given 10 dirhams in charity acting upon this blessed verse. And then he humbly said, he asked in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 10 questions. He gave charity and then he asked 10 questions. And then he radiyallahu anhu would say, what he would say, there is such a blessed ayat in the glorious Quran Pak, neither did anybody act upon it before I did, nor will anybody do after me. That is this very ayat of the Holy Quran Pak, that you should give charity in the court of Allah before you consult with Him. Subhanallah. I am the first person, yani Mawlai says, I am the first to act upon this ayah, and I am the last as well, because then the hukum and the order was taken away that you have to do so. Allah has directed His mercy towards that person who cannot do so. So you should keep your salah established. You should give charity in the path of Allah. Give your zakat. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, these are from amongst the specialities of Mustafa Jan Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this specialities and this exaltation of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the excellence which Allah had bestowed upon him, has caused this ummah to excel in status as compared to previous Anbiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam. Hi, hi, hi. Allah Hazrat says, sabse ola wo ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wo bala hamara nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko mo chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Kya khabar kitne tare khile chub gaye, par na dube, na duba hamara nabi. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is just a drop in the ocean. We have just commenced with this program, and just a few things we have mentioned about the four specialities that we spoke about in the very beginning, that these are the specialities that we're going to be speaking about, the preeminence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful manqabat, a kalam, inshallah, pehle Khalifa Siddiqui Akbar, Subhanallah. بڑا پیارا کلام ہے. اٹ از ریسائٹڈ بائی نن ادر دین سبتر سلمہ الباری. اسے سنتے ہیں, اینڈ وین وی ڈو ریٹرن وی آر دین گونا ڈسکس مور بلیسنگز آف دس امہ. سبحان اللہ, ہاؤ دا ڈیڈز اینڈ دا ایکشنز آف دس امت ریچز دا بلیور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مہینے میں, ہفتے میں کون سے دن ہوتے ہیں کہ ہمارے اعمال سرکار کے بارگاہ میں پیش کیے جاتے ہیں, اور مزید جو اسپیشلٹیز ہیں اس امت کی ہم اسے ڈسکس کریں گے انشاءاللہ. ہمارے ساتھ بنے ہی رہے گا. پلیز اسٹے ود اس انٹل دی اینڈ آف دی پروگرام ڈیئر ویورز. انٹل دین کیپ ریسائٹنگ صلوات اپون مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
پہلا خلیفہ صدیق اکبر, آقا کا پیارا صدیق اکبر, مولا صدیق اکبر, مرشد ہمارا صدیق اکبر, صدیق اکبر, صدیق رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے, رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے, پیشوائے لائق مد ہو سنا صدیق ہے, لائق مد ہو سنا صدیق ہے, عشق احمد میں فنا صدیق ہے, عشق احمد میں فنا صدیق ہے, یا رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے, پیشوائے اولین و سابقی اصحاب کے مبتدا و مقتدا صدیق ہے, مصطفیٰ کے بعد امت کے لیے سب سے پہلے رہنما صدیق ہے, بعد نبیوں کے ہوا فضل مقام بالیقین فضل خدا صدیق ہے, ساری امت میں کوئی انسا نہیں, ساری امت میں کوئی انسا نہیں, ساری امت میں کوئی انسا نہیں, صاحب فضل و اولا صدیق ہے, صاحب فضل و اولا صدیق ہے, رازدار مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے, پیشوائے مرتضیٰ صدیق ہے, عثمان یا مولا علی, ہو عمر عثمان یا مولا علی, سب کے رہبر با خدا صدیق ہے, سب کے رہبر با خدا صدیق ہے, رازدار قرآن نے, فضل والا کہہ دیا قرآن نے, کیسے عالی مرتبہ صدیق ہے, کیسے عالی مرتبہ صدیق ہے,
ہجرت کی رات
کہیں نہ فقط ہم سفر رہے صدیق ہم رکابے نبی عمر بھر رہے ایسا نہیں کہ صرف رہے زندگی میں ساتھ اب بھی گئے ان کے ساتھ یہ مد نظر رہے راہ ہجرت کے لیے احباب میں راہ ہجرت کے لیے احباب میں انتخاب مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے انتخاب مصطفیٰ صدیق ہے سانپ سے ڈس والیا تھا غار میں سانپ سے ڈس والیا تھا غار میں کرنے والے جافدہ صدیق ہے کرنے والے جافدہ صدیق ہے صدیق ہے غمزدوں کا آسرا صدیق ہے پیارا
صدیق اکبر
ہے میرا مولا
صدیق اکبر
مرشد ہمارا
صدیق اکبر صدیق اکبر
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبتر سلمہ الباری was reciting this beautiful کلام پہلا خلیفہ صدیق اکبر سبحان اللہ no doubt dear viewers of مدنی چینل غار یار سبحان اللہ the one who is the friend of the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and he is the closest and the very first friend together with that سبحان اللہ the partner in the cave the companion of the cave سبحان اللہ companion during migration remember we spoken about the specialities of this ummah ki ye ummat ki khususiyat mein se hai is ummat ki khususiyat humne kuch bayan kiya hai we have mentioned a few just before this kalam ab kalam ke baad jo hum khususiyat bayan kar rahe hain ye sarkar ki hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam the specialities of the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam together with the specialities of this ummah you will understand every day dear viewers rozana all the deeds of ummah are presented to the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning and in the evening he sallallahu alaihi wasallam thanks allah almighty for the good deeds of ummah whereas he sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks forgiveness for the bad deeds of this ummah when he sees good deeds he sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua and his face becomes happier when he sees the virtuous deeds of the ummah and he becomes sad upon seeing the bad and evil deeds of this ummah Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar the beloved rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated my life is better for you you talk to me and I talk to you for your benefit when I will pass away my demise will be better for you your deeds will be presented to me if I see virtue I will praise almighty Allah azza wa jalla and if I find evil I will make dua to Allah azza wa jalla for your forgiveness that rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam who came as mercy unto this mankind has made dua for you as he came into this world, he goes into prostration. And there are so many narrations that says, he says, Rabbi habli ummati, ya ummati. Throughout his blessed life, he made dua for your hidayat. He made dua for your forgiveness. He made dua for your affairs to be given to him. Allahu Akbar. And then even at the time of being laid into the Qabr Mubarak, subhanallah, he did not forget his ummah. He continued making dua for his ummah even in the grave day of viewers of Madini channel. And do you know what? He still makes dua for your forgiveness when he sees any evil deeds. Dear viewers, do we have any connection with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How beloved is he that subhanallah, he is aware of the state of every follower of every ummati, for Allah has given him this khabar. Allah has given him this ability and power. It is atai, subhanallah. It is gifted, it is granted to him, it is given to him that he is aware of the state of every follower, every ummati who says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ab sunay, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, not only salat and salam, yani darud-e paak, that he listens to, but everything the ummah says, does and performs is presented to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam twice a day. Din mein rozana do martaba, dear viewers. It has been explicitly mentioned in many blessed ahadith that all kinds of good and bad deeds are presented to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, the deeds are also presented to the Prophet's alayhi musallatu wasalam's parents, dear ones and relatives. Allahu Akbar. The deeds are also presented to all the Prophets alayhi musallatu wasalam, parents, dear ones and relatives. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to some ahadith, dear viewers of Madini channel, you know, with regards to this. But before we even mention the hadith, I would like to mention that a great imam, Imam Ajal Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who needs no introduction, we have mentioned many things about this great personality, and he has stated that he has narrated actually from Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, jo ki bahut bade sahabi rasul hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's recite what he says. He says, laysa min yawmin illa wa tu'radu 'ala an-nabi sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam a'malu ummatihi ghudwatan wa 'ashiyan fayarifuhum bi simahum wa a'malihim. Allahu Akbar. He says, لَيْسَ مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَتُعْرَضُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ أَعْمَالُ أُمَّتِهِ غُدْوَةً وَعَشِيًّا وَيَعْرِفُهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ وَأَعْمَالِهِمْ. There is not a single day, not a single day, when the deeds of the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are not presented to him twice a day, in the morning and in the evening as well. So the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows them by signs on their faces as well as by their deeds. He knows them by the signs of their faces as well as by their deeds. This is how the beloved Rasul recognizes you and I, dear viewers of Madini channel. Who says this? Great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Musayyib, narrated this beautiful hadith, beautiful narration, subhanallah, subhanallah. How come, dear viewers of Madini channel, we aren't interested? لَيْسَ مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَتُعْرَضُ. Not a single day when the deeds of the ummah of the beloved Rasul are not presented to him twice a day. Twice a day, in the mornings as well as in the evenings. This is the power Allah has given to his beloved Rasul. This is his speciality. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, can you imagine for the whole week, پورے ہفتے میں پھر کتنے عمال ہماری سرکار کے بارگاہ میں پیش کیے جاتے ہیں. Oh devotees, oh beloveds of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the deeds of ummah are presented to the beloved Rasul daily in the morning as well as in the evening. In addition, they are presented on every Monday, Thursdays and Fridays. Now we even know the days of the week. From these days of the week, every Mondays, Thursdays and Fridays, the deeds and the a'mal of the person is presented to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, the deeds of the ummah presented to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily in the morning and evening separately. Then on Monday and Thursday separately. And then the deeds of the entire week are presented on a Friday separately. Yeh fardan fardan jo hai a'mal sarkar ke bargah mein pesh kiya jate hain. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then prays and he cries and he makes dua for the evil people of this ummah, for the people that do not perform virtuous deeds, who make gunah on this land, the beloved Rasul makes dua and seeks forgiveness on their behalf, dear viewers. So what happens on a Monday, and Thursday separately, and then the deeds of the entire week are presented on a Friday separately. So should we not wish and desire that when our deeds are presented to the beloved Rasul, he would see this Monday, this ummati of mine, who keeps the beard, who wears the imama, who wears the kurta, was found in the casino, perhaps gambling. This ummati and follower of mine, who recites my kalima, who praises me, lekin he is found fornicating, he is found drinking and consuming alcohol. Such a ummati who beats his parents, who fights with his mother and father, apne behno ko aur bhaiyon ko satata hai. He does not treat his family well. Yes, he gives charity. He speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but his a'mal and his deeds are such. Do you think that your deeds are not presented to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the state? It will. Allahu Akbar. Any ummati jis hal mein wo sarkar ko pukare, jis condition mein wo sarkar ko yaad kare, sarkar unki baaton ko samajhte hain aur sunte hain aur ata bhi farmate hain, madad bhi farmate hain, jab unke khandan ka ye alam hai, when this is the alam and the condition of the family of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ki unke naslo ka ye alam, from his generation and from his progeny, the shan and the status of Ghose Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is such that he can aid and help and assist you. Phir sarkar ka alam kya hoga, my brothers in Islam? What will be the condition of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Wo har kisi ke faryad ko sunte hain, samajhte hain. Hai, isi baat pe. Isi liye to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat farmate hain. So beautifully.
Faryad ummati jo kare hal zar mein, faryad ummati jo kare hal zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho, mumkin nahi ke khair bashar ko khabar na ho, pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, Jibreel par bichhaye to par ko khabar na ho.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would always say the right thing in every state, whether he was sad or whether he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was happy. Jo sach baat hai, jo haq baat hai, aap wahi farmaya karte the. Whether he was sad for the day due to some reason or whether he was happy, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam always spoke that which is haq. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that whenever or whatever I heard the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, I would note it down so that I could remember it. Quraysh people forbid me. They forbid me to do so and said, do you note down whatever you hear? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a human, don't you know? He speaks in both states. Whether he is pleased or displeased, when he is happy or he is angry, he speaks in both states. So how come you note and you write down everything that you hear from the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So this companion of the beloved Rasul, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, since then he began not to write. He says, I stopped noting things down. Later on, when I discussed this with the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar. So pointing towards his blessed finger, he pointed his finger towards his sacred mouth, towards his tongue. And he said, Allahu Akbar. What the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying here, he says, Uktub, fawalladhi nafsi biyadihi ma yakhruju minhu illa haqqun. Allahu Akbar. He says, note down whatever you hear, whatever you hear me say, note down. He says, I swear to the one in whose control my soul is. This, يعني my mouth only speaks what is right. Allahu Akbar. ما يخرج منه إلا حق. Nothing comes out of the mouth except for what's right, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. This is from amongst the speciality of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever he says is wahi ilahi. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala isi baat ko apne salam mein use karte hain. The famous salam, the world recited salam, Mustafa, jaan rahmat salam, pilako salam, shami'i bazme hidayat pilako salam. One couplet is this that he says.
वो दहन जिसकी हर बात वही ये खुदा वो दहन जिसकी हर बात वही ये खुदा वो दहन जिसकी हर बात वही ये खुदा चश्मे इल्मो हिकमत पे लाखों सलाम चश्मे इल्मो हिकमत पे लाखों सलाम.
Allahu Akbar. Have you not read in the Quran in Surah Najm? He Azza wa Jalla states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
وَمَا يَنطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ.
And he does not say anything of his own desire. It is not but a revelation which is sent down upon him. He does not say anything of his own desire. He does not say anything of his own desire. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. If shaitan may put waswasa in your mind to say, the one who wrote the Quran are the inscribers, the one who noted down the ayat of the Quran, those who remember the hadith of the beloved Rasul are the companions. So it is Allah who revealed the Quran, but the one who is saying it is Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there can never be any doubt or any room for any doubt in one's mind that something wrong could be here, because Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and he does not say anything of his own desire, it is not but revelation, wahye khuda, that is sent down upon him, which is sent down upon him. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, commenting on this ayat in Tafsir Nur al-Irfan, which is a very famous tafsir of Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, he says, Quran and Hadith all are divine revelations. Quran and Hadith are all divine revelations. As in this verse, it is stated,
وَمَا يَنْدِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ.
As it is stated in this verse. So he says, however, Quran is an apparent revelation and Hadith is concealed. Yani it is hidden revelation. Quran is apparent and Hadith is concealed. Then he says, the commentator of Bukhari Sharif, the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, who is none other than Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned, this is right and correct that every word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the revelation from Allah Almighty, whether it is apparent or hidden, because the blessed verse is, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Has been stated in the same thing, that the beloved Rasul ﷺ does not say anything without a revelation. So the great Mufti of his time had mentioned, subhanallah, that whatever the beloved Rasul says, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is wahi, it is revelation, whether it is apparent, which is the Quran, or hidden, which is the hadith of the beloved master, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In all situations, the beloved Rasul says that which is haq, dear viewers of Madini Channel. There can never be any doubt, subhanallah. He is special. This ummah is special, for we are the special followers of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our speciality comes in because of his greatness, because of his azmat, because of his excellence, due to his exaltation. We have become important. Yet, we have left all of this aside and we are running behind the unimportant thing, which is the dunya. How unfortunate are we, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that we have left the side of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one through whom we have become so blessed, the one because of whom we have attained so much of recognition and speciality, that all the previous nations of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam will see this nation and wish to be part of this nation. When they would see the shan, they will see the excellence, they will see the blessings which Allah will bestow upon this nation on the day of Qiyamah. people will be astounded to see, then why should you not celebrate? Why should you not thank Allah? Why should you not be thankful and grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla for these blessings? And you can be grateful by giving charity in His path. You can become grateful by performing your salah. If you have never performed your salah, start performing your salah, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Read your namaz before your namazi janaza is performed. Become a namazi. Become a person who is abstinent. Become a person who attains taqwa and piety. Become a true devotee of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Follow in his footsteps, dear viewers. And most definitely, you shall see the blessings and the barakah of this in both the worlds, inshallah. Zawajallah. We have a beautiful clip for the viewers of Madini Channel with regards to concealing the faults of others. And this is exactly what the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, the blessed companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had done during their lifetime. So, inshallah, zawajalla, isko sune, please, this is a hadith, something that is not to be missed. And niyat should be made in the heart of the one watching Madini Channel right away, that I will make niyat to practice upon this hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I say sune, and when we do return, we will continue with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
My question in the court of my Honorable Sheikh, the Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, is, there are many accounts of the first Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, particularly relating to his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These impress a reader or listener greatly. So which account of his are you most impressed of? And which lesson would you like to give us through that account? Please guide us in this regard. I request you to make dua for me and my family's forgiveness without accountability, protection of our faith, and the honor of visiting Medina. Jazakallahu khairan.
Allahu Akbar. Which account of the first Caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is such which does not impress a person? His entire personality is inspiring and full of impressiveness. Every breath that he took, every moment that he spent was full of impressiveness. As he is Afdalul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya bit-tahqiq, meaning he radiallahu anhu is the most superior amongst all the humans after the prophets. So he is an embodiment of virtues. So Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu possesses innumerable number of virtues and excellences. Amongst his qualities and features, the rank he possesses for loving the Prophet is second to none. You would not have heard about any individual or any person or anyone or any devotee of the Prophet departing this mortal world out of having the pain for the love of the Prophet. And Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is the one who mentioned this feature of eminence of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, stating that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam physically departed from this world, this event of the Prophets left a great mark of sorrow upon Abu Bakr Siddiq. So he radiallahu anhu was engrossed in this sorrow, and he kept getting dissolved from the inside due to this sorrow, to the extent that when he passed away, the cause of his passing is mentioned as his overwhelming state of sorrow in the separation of the Prophet. Isn't this impressive enough? All we do is verbal claims and lip service. We make very high claims of loving the Prophet. A true devotee of the Prophet is like Siddiq Akbar, who we call the unparalleled devotee, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is concealing the faults of others, dear viewers, and we make niyat, we perform this intention in the heart to always conceal the faults of others, never to open them and never to discuss them, especially if you are entrusted with a secret ki ye baat kisi se na kahe, aisa na ho ki hum sunte ke sath auron ko jaake bataye ki humse ye kaha gaya ki hum na bataye, aap bhi kisi ko na bataye. So inshallah azza wa jalla, remember the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. The one who concealed the faults of any person, Allah will conceal his faults on the day of qiyamah. So the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very, very special ummah, dear viewers of Madini Channel, to the extent that even the sharia of Mustafa has become easier as compared to the sharia of the previous messengers alayhi wa salatu wa salam. Is shariat mein تخفیف اور آسانی اس طرح کی چیزیں کروائی گئی ہے ہمارے آسانی کے لیے. For our sake, why? Because we are the followers of the Rasul who is Rahmat, the one who is merciful, the one who is merciful unto mankind, subhanallah. So due to his mercy, Allah Azza wa Jalla has seen us with mercy as well, and he looks at us with mercy. And subhanallah, easiness in the deen due to following Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This is a beautiful hadith. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said on the day of judgment, I am the chief of all men and I do not say this proudly. In my hand will be lawai al-hamd, the flag of hamd, and I do not say it proudly. Yani, I don't have pride. I don't say this with pride. On the day of judgment, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and all the prophets besides him will be under my flag. And I will be the first who will come out of the grave. And I am not mentioning this with pride. This hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif, D of Yusuf Madini channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ala Hadrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is superior to all the Rasuls and the chiefs. This belief is definitive, dear viewers of Madini channel. It is confirmed, sure, and it is certain. It is the belief that has been proven by the consensus of the Islamic scholars. This is in Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, subhanallah, that he is the greatest. There is no one like him. There is no one like him, and there can never be anyone like the master, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we have such a unique Rasul and special Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember, dear viewers of Madini channel, everyone's eyes will be upon you because you are the follower. Jab leader itne bade hain aur jinke sadqe mein sari kainat ko paida kiya gaya, to follower ko kis tarah hona chahiye? Subhanallah. If the leader is the greatest, then the followers are also of the greatest, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. Be proud about this fact. Make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jalla and follow in the footsteps of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the niyyah of following his sunnah. Not only the menfolk, Islamic sisters as well, with yaqeen, those sunnahs which you could practice on a daily basis. You eat daily, so follow the eating sunnahs daily. You wear clothes daily, follow the sunnah of wearing clothes daily. You walk daily, follow the sunnah of walking, of talking, of eating, because these are the daily activities which you could introduce in your life, because of which you will see a huge change in your life, inshallah. You will find blessings and barakah because your niyyah is to copy the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us. We hope that you have watched this program for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.